In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 46, Matthew quotes, "And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, 'Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?' Ever since that time, Jesus cried upon his cross in his final few living breaths. These words perhaps have been the most disturbing words in the Bible. Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. Some people there at the crucifixion site thought that he was crying to the Old Testament prophet Elias. It sounds nearly the same, doesn't it? Verse 47. Some of them stood there, and when they heard this, or they heard that, said, 'This man calleth for Elias.' And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it him to drink. The rest said, 'Let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him.' But Elias never came. Ever since that time, there has been question as to what Jesus meant by this. The most common perception among casual Bible readers is that Jesus finally realized, by God not saving him then and there, that all this that he had previously believed is now, it's in serious doubt, severe doubt. Either he was mad at himself for believing what he had believed, or he was mad at God for not doing as he had believed all this time. To the agnostic and atheist reader, it is a confession that after all was said and done, Jesus was just another man, like everyone else. Either there is no God, or that no one knows anything more about God than anybody else, including Jesus. I think we all could imagine the extreme disappointment having it all come down to this, having given yourself to a cause that you believed in so much as to surrender your whole life to achieving it, having given yourself to a vow of extreme poverty, having kept yourself from the pleasures of a wife and small children, having left house and home and family to sleep on rocks, to suffer men's insults, to be in fear for your life the majority of the time, and to have led a group of men into the same lifestyle and have filled their minds with the same exact hope. To have it all come down to this? Sure, we can understand why Jesus would be a little disappointed if this were the case, couldn't we? But is this the case here? Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. What was it that Jesus was attempting in his last breaths to convey? To read the entire verse here, verse 46, Matthew 27. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? How would you answer this most disturbing question? Today in Psalm 22, we see David asking this very same question. Verse 1, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Could it be that Jesus is comparing his situation to something David also had gone through? You know, I find myself doing that often, comparing the struggle that I'm facing today with something similar David had composed a psalm about. You know, some battle or some family issue. I have always found it comforting to see how another man, a much respected man, a spiritual mentor such as David, worked his way out of a distressful situation back into a positive, healthy hope and confidence in God? Well, we all seem to do that at one time or another, don't we? Maybe that is what Jesus is attempting to do, to work his way back into a final hope and confidence. Except, there's one problem with that. We have no historical record that David ever went through what he is portraying in Psalm 22. There is a chance, I suppose, that he is being poetic about something he had gone through, but to be so graphic and so detailed about it, I just can't see it. Bones out of joint, heart melting like wax, pierced hands and feet, dividing his clothes and gambling to see which dog gets to keep them. Do you see what I mean? So we have Jesus quoting David during his final breaths, quoting perhaps the oddest psalm ever written. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Verse 1. Well, that Psalm 22 continues. Can you imagine what the people there would have thought had Jesus had the breath to continue quoting the rest of the psalm? Would there be any question then as to what he meant? Well, let me continue the psalm for him.